Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and happy holidays. Welcome back to our internet radio program hosted by Vivian Kelly and Ruthie Munoz. Please enjoy this weekend's music selection by Chris Bolton singing My Seat to My Salvation from his latest release, Believe.
I can feel so lonely, trying to find the answers to so many questions that are in my mind. Living a life of sin, it was never my intention. If anybody can feel me, won't you please help me? Help me find a way. I'm here and I'm asking you to lift me up from this place I've been sitting. Walk with me as I walk with you from my seat to my salvation. As I look around, all eyes on me, 'cause I made the right decision. Nervously I'm trembling as I make my way toward righteousness, 'cause living in a world of sin, that was never my intention. Oh no. Can anybody feel me? Won't you please help me? Help me find a way.
I'm here and I'm asking you to lift me up from this place I've been sitting. Yeah, yeah. Walk with me.
Walk with me.
And I walk with you. From my seat,
I'm on my way to my salvation.
I'm here.
I can't get there by myself.
To lift me up,
I need somebody to help me.
Walk with me.
I'm on my way to righteousness. And Lord, I know you're waiting there for me.
So much peace, oh,
That's Chris Bolton. He is a wonderful person. Greetings and welcome back to our program. This is Vivian Kellyanne in the studio with us. There's awesome Ruthie Munoz. How are you, Ruthie?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am doing great. Well, you know, tonight's going to be pretty interesting. Last week was interesting. Tonight is going to be very interesting. Can we use the media to reach our youth, Ruthie? What do you think?
Oh, most definitely. I think the media is very influential, and it's a great thing that it can be used in a positive influence.
Well, tonight our guest, David Massey, will be speaking with us about his journey with Christ and how he's impacting the youth. You know, Ruthie, before I go on and speak a little bit further, I just want to take this moment to just thank our artists who have given us special permission to use their songs. I know they've touched me, and I'm sure that they've touched a lot of people. But to find out more about our music selections or book special for special events or any information regarding our artists, please visit our website at www.thereborntheidentity.com. We'll have Chris Bolton's information tomorrow morning. But, you know, do take the time to read their bios and listen to their music in depth. They have a message. So anyway, Ruthie, how was church today?
It was really good. I got to, our church does an annual Christmas celebration, and I got to go see it today, and it was just what I needed. And then, of course, I went to the service as well, and the service was right on point. But the Christmas show, it starts out, the first half is the Christmas show, and then it talks about the second part is the birth of Christ, and the third part is the resurrection. And it was very well done. But the story in the first part of it was about a single father struggling, a single father and his son struggling with the loss of his wife and the boy's mother around the holidays, and just kind of being stuck in that moment and just trying to figure out how to move on from there. And of course, you know, that's kind of what I'm struggling with this season in my life. And so not the wife part, obviously, but the mother part. I have to clarify that. But, you know, I really appreciated being there. And of course, they had a live elephant, and that's always fun to be able to see live animals that you don't, you know, normally don't get to see outside of a zoo.
Wow. That sounds like you were blessed.
I was. I really was. So how has God blessed you this week?
Okay, well, my week was pretty interesting.
How?
I'm trying to formulate that information in my head, but what happened was, you know, I was doing the 40 days of prayer and devotion, and I was dealing with some issues of spiritual abuse from specific people and how to be able to handle that appropriately, being guided by the Holy Spirit. And yesterday, actually Friday, I was driving. Before I started driving, I've been having some really interesting dreams, but
God gives you a way of just saying, okay, you know what, focus on me. So I got up late because I couldn't sleep, and I ended up getting in my car and driving and saying, you know what, Lord, take care of me. I'm driving my husband's car. Please, Lord, that I may not get a ticket. I ask you, Lord, for some reason it was a burden in my heart to pray about not getting a ticket. An hour later, I'm praying while the officer is taking my information down to give me a $400 ticket. So,
oh.
Yes, exactly. And I'm going, but Lord, didn't I talk to you about this morning that I don't need a ticket? And the Holy Spirit impressed upon me, and, you know, one thing that the police officer, the CHP officer says, there's signs, there's three signs, and you pass three signs and you didn't even pay attention. And it's so easy to miss the signs when you're not walking with the Lord at that moment, or when your thoughts are somewhere else that they shouldn't be. I was speaking about a specific person that I didn't like their character. And because I was focusing on that, I missed those three signs, and then I got a $400 ticket. I can't change somebody's character. Only God can. And what I can do instead of talking about it, I have to pray for that person and continue to pray for that person. Not talk about it. Pray for that person. And that was the Holy Spirit. That's how God is. He teaches us in a different way. And I woke up that morning saying, please, Lord, let me not get a ticket. For some reason, I knew something. And so bottom line, what I've learned is that if we don't focus on Christ, we miss the signs. Miss those signs that God has for us to either pay attention, or we're detouring away from him. He gives us those trickles of signs. Sometimes they're blatant, but we need to listen to them. And so I told the officer, thank you so much. Happy holidays. He goes, but and then he was trying to argue with me. And I wasn't saying happy holidays, like, yeah, happy holidays. I was saying happy holidays, really, happy holidays. And he was like, but you missed three signs. I'm like, I know. And now I have to pay for that. And he was trying to be, he was like, he felt so guilty that he gave me the ticket because I thought I was speeding, but I knew I wasn't. So anyway, that was how God, you know, talks to people. And I was just blessed in other ways as well as the 40 days. And in fact, the 40 day of prayer and devotions ended on December the 10th, the day that I got my ticket. So, you know, it's something that I will not forget anytime soon. I was actually I was not speeding. I was on a carpool lane that was for three, and we only had two people in the vehicle. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes before the time.
Well, yeah, $400, I think that's a lesson you won't soon forget.
No, and then you know what? What other lessons can I learn from that? So I had to take it as a lesson learned. And besides, I ended up taking pictures with, you know, Mayor Villaraigosa and having fun afterward and having, you know, meeting with certain people and talking to and networking. By the way, the Downtown Women's Center did open finally their new location in downtown Los Angeles, and it was a blessing to be there and seeing these women just getting new rooms and a new building and new clothing and everything was new, and it's just a beautiful feeling that I was part of that. So anyway, so I, with any more hesitation here, I would like to bring in our guest. Do you have anything else, Ruthie, before I bring in Mr. David Massey?
No, I'm really excited, actually, to be interviewing him tonight.
Excellent. Well, we will be opening up our lines now. So if you'd like to call in, you can call in at 818-572-8027. That's 818-572-8027 or 877-497-4102. 877-497-4102. David Massey is a filmmaker and graduate of the American Film Institute. In 1991, he was nominated for an Academy Award for live-action short film for the film Last Breeze of Summer. He is one of two African-Americans to to be nominated for a short film of any kind, and the film won a Crystal Heart Award. He has also received recognition by the National Education Association and is an inductee at the Black Filmmakers Hall of Fame. In 2008, David Massey began a ministry called the Urban Christian Entertainment. Urban Christian Entertainment is a professional movie-making company. They have produced documentaries, featured films, television shows, and commercials. They hold more than 20 years of experience and knowledge in distribution and marketing of entertainment media. So, well,
let us welcome David Massey. Greetings, David. Welcome to our program. Have you heard?
Are you there, David?
Yes, I am. Hello. How's everybody?
Great.
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, I just want to thank you both for inviting me to be a guest on the Reborn Identity. I really appreciate the opportunity to tell your audience about our youth ministry. So thank you.
Oh, fabulous. Well, as you heard on the introduction, there are many who want to know about our walk with God, and especially about your walk with God and what inspired you and what your latest projects are. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I've been in the movie industry for the past 20 years, and I have always struggled with trying to produce product that basically would glorify God and also be of some moral substance. And Andre Blake, my business partner, and I decided 5 years ago that there needed to be more faith-based media available for the youth. Our goal was to try to counter some of the R-rated material that were out there, and we felt that short films would be an entertaining format to tackle some of the issues that our youth confront while at the same time offering moral solutions. And so we created Urban Christian Entertainment. We have produced 5 short films that address various issues that our youth are going through. And in addition to the movies, we've added a study guide. And so we offer this material in a Bible class setting. It can be used. The lesson plans are, there's 4 lessons plans that come with each DVD movie that extends the life of the DVD movie to about 5 weeks, if you're talking about weekly Bible classes. And that's our way of basically trying to put some alternative medium out there, moving images out there for our youth.
But what inspired you and why Christian youth?
Well, what 2 things. First of all, I'm a father.
That's important.
that's one of the reasons. Also, being in the business, the movie business, I see firsthand of some of the images that are bombarding our youth, negative images. And And I said, hey, if I'm going to be in this business and I'm a man of God, I've got to take this medium, which is so powerful, and make it work toward the glory of God. And being really, really interested in our youth, I decided to narrow my focus to the youth, because those are the ones that are basically, I feel, that are being bombarded right now and being influenced by this medium, the internet, movies, music, et cetera, et cetera.
So what would you say have been your greatest obstacles within the Christian movie-making business?
Well, you know, I think trying to convince churches to accept a youth ministry in a medium that's not known to have high morals. We market our product to a youth through churches. And so we have been trying to convince a lot of our churches that our product is geared to churches, but for the youth, and that they should invest in this because we feel it's a medium that is, shall we say, user friendly for kids. Kids
right.
love watching movies, and I think that what we have to do, we have to take the technology that is out there, and we have to utilize that technology, whether it's iPods, whether it's movies, whether it's music, and we have to basically send our Christian messages through the technology that our youth are using. And
you know, it's interesting.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's interesting that you should say that because I was just having a conversation with someone this afternoon about that. And the fact that there's another Christian movie out there, I don't know if you ever got a chance to see it, Letters to God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so this gentleman owns a software company, and he felt led to create a software that could be put on phones so that people could write letters to God. And I just thought it was interesting that I was just having this conversation this afternoon with him, and you should bring up that point, which I think is such a legitimate and important point, because we are bombarded with so many worldly things out there, but when it comes to anything that's, you know, positive influence or Christianity-based, it seems to be zero to none out
right.
there.
Right. And I think we have to embrace this technology, and even though it may not be the usage for a lot of this technology may not be to glorify God, I think that we have to embrace it and turn it around. I mean, the analogy I use is like money. Money can be used to help people, to advance the message, the Christian message, or it can be used for evil. And the internet and some of these technologies that our kids are definitely involved in and are definitely
mm-hmm.
using, we have to invade those and use them for the glory of God.
Amen. So what are some of your goals?
Well, we want to create a library with hundreds of short films that will address hundreds of youth issues for churches and Christian and non-Christian families. That's our goal. We want every film addresses an issue that these youth are going
mm-hmm.
through. And we want to be able to have a library so that families and churches can have another source of entertainment, because one thing about our movies, they're done in an entertaining format, and they're very thought-provoking. I mean, we don't back away from the difficult social issues, but we do it in an entertaining and thought-provoking manner. And so we realize that we're competing against $20 million films like Avatar, which is more than that. It was $400 million. And some of these other films that they're seeing. But so our goal is to make it as entertaining as possible so that it's not didactic or preaching, but it's it reflects, you know, a slice of their life. And then at the same time, the issues that they're confronting, but we offer Christian solutions without being
Christian. Let me ask you this question. Because one thing that I've noticed about Christian films in general, not all, but a good majority of them, is that the acting doesn't seem to be up to par with acting that you would see in more mainstream films. Is that something that is being worked on?
Well, I would love you to see some of our films, because we went into this business knowing that that's the dilemma that we would have to solve. I think what happens is that a lot of filmmakers, Christian filmmakers, have good intentions, but there are the craft of filmmaking still has to apply if you're going to put a product out there that's going to keep the attention of the youth, because you are competing against movies that have great talent in it, that are shot well, that are edited well, and that are acted. So what we do is we hold a casting call just like any other movie would do, and we hire a casting agent. And the people that I collaborate with are filmmakers. So my editor has been in the business for 25 years. He's worked on some high-profile films. My cinematographer has shot over 40 films. And so the writers that we use and the stories that we come up with, we try to make them as entertaining as possible and not just rely on people to say, well, it had a good message. I didn't like the acting. It wasn't shot well. The music wasn't good, but you know what? It had a good message. No, that's not going to attract and hold the attention of our youth. So we have to be on par technically as well as creatively with our competition, with our secular world competition.
And to interject on that,
David, my father and I, as you know, we went to see the premiere, the two movies. And my father, till this day, and it's been a month and a half, I think, or 2 months, has been speaking on that movie to everybody. He was like, I am so impressed because it's not cheesy. It's my father can be really funny. He says the characters were believable. He fell in love with one of the actresses' part, which was Maria. She played an awesome. You can tell she has theater background, and that's what makes these movies amazingly. They're jewels. I call them jewels, and I've worked with some of these actors and going, wow, you know, they do have talent. Another thing, too, don't you have any premieres coming up soon?
Yeah, we're going to have a premiere. One of the churches has asked us to have a premiere out in Altadena this Saturday night. Let's see, what is that? That would be the 18th at 9 p.m. And we're mainly doing it at this church because some of the actors that were involved in the film, some of the young actors attend the church. But if anybody's interested in seeing some of our trailers so that you can see firsthand the quality that we are trying to attain, you can go to our website where we have our trailers on there, which is www.ucemoviesthatmatter.com. That's movies with an S, thatmatter.com. And we have some of our trailers. Our first two films, we used a camera that was a quality camera. And then our next two films, we began to use a camera that's one of the hottest cameras in Hollywood right now, digital cameras. It's called the Red Camera. They shot the Book of Eli on it, and they've shot numerous feature films on it. So we're always trying to increase our production value on these films because we have to. In order to keep the attention of these youth, we have to be on par with the quality. Now, we hope to raise our budget. We hope to get better actors. We're thinking about collaborating with a church right now that's full of Christian actors that work in the industry. They put on a play called The Last Appeal, or The Appeal. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. It's been touring. Mm-mm. But the actors are people who work in the business, but they are Christian actors, and so we're thinking about collaborating with them just to increase our level of acting.
Now, David, what would you say to a person that might be listening to this and says, you know what, I have a couple of $100,000 lying around. What can I do for this company, this ministry? What would you tell them?
Well, I first tell them to please give me a call of my partner, Andre.
Okay.
That's the first thing I would do. Because if you're really looking for a ministry, a youth ministry that really, really is, like I said before, user-friendly, and that is can make a difference, because we all know kids love movies. And unfortunately, and I hate to say this, they'll look at a movie before they'll pick up a book. And that's not a good thing, but that's our reality. And if you're looking for a Christian curriculum or ministry for the youth in your church that will be user-friendly, just go to our website and look at our ministry and then give us a contact us.
So can anyone purchase these sets for a church, or how do you guys go about that?
Well, we offer a set four that come out quarterly. So if you buy the subscription, every quarter you will receive a DVD movie and a study guide. Once again, the study guide is crucial, we believe. I think that's what separates us from most of the movie ministries. Because our study guides deal with lesson one, lesson two, and three, and lesson four. So if you were showing this at your church, you would show the movie, and then you would deal with lesson one that deals with the story elements. Who is the main character? What's the main conflict? What's the theme? Because we really want the kids to have a good understanding of the story before we move on to lesson two, three, and four. On the DVD, we have scene selection. So you can isolate a scene. And every scene in the study guide is related to a discussion question or a scripture in the Bible. And so we do that for lesson two and three, because we basically analyze every scene in the movie scripturally. Lesson four. Lesson four. Lesson four is what we're really excited about. We call it E-Skills, and that's short for evangelism skills. And what we did, we took these films and we took them to a non-church-going audience of youth, and we showed the films, and then we taped their questions and put it on the DVD. And
wow.
We did this so that young Christian youth could improve their witnessing, their evangelism skills, because the teacher would say, okay, here's the question. How come, like maybe one question, how come he can't hang out with his homies and still be a Christian? Now, maybe in the movie his homies are doing all the wrong things. At that particular time, you would turn to your Christian youth and you would say, how would you answer that? How do you respond to that? And that's why we call it E-Skills, evangelism skills. And so every DVD has a curriculum that addresses lesson one, two, three, and four.
Well, that's fabulous. You have me smiling from ear to ear. I know you can't see it, but you really do. But what I wanted to know is, these films, I know we're talking about Christian youth, but what age group are they more for?
I would say most of them can cross over anywhere from age 11 to 21, but we are now dealing with some issues coming up in our next set of films that I probably wouldn't have anybody under 13 watch. And not that there's nothing in the film that's going that needs to be censored. It's just the subject matter. For instance, we have one coming up called Not Yet that we're going to be doing. And it's about two Christian kids that are dating and struggling with celibacy. So if you're like 10 or 11, that might be a little bit too, yeah, that might be a little, but for the most part, other than that one, and then there's a film that we have called Taking a Stand, it's out now, that, not a gory scene by, at all, but there is a death in it, and, I say that, but then I start thinking about all the death
the things
scenes
that we see.
I'm like, this might be lightweight to them, but I would, you know, I always like to throw that warning out there. So I would say, let's say 12 to 21, 22.
Okay.
Dave and Ruthie, before we continue, let me go on into a pre-recorded message, just a little bit more about UCE, and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
Community resources.
UCE, Urban Christian Entertainment, is movies that matter. We all know that our youth are confronted with many issues. Are you looking for ways to reach out to your youth this year? Then UCE is for you. They offer contemporary stories and confront real issues that young people face in today's society. Churches who want to make a difference with their youth will benefit each quarter with a short film and a study guide. Order today. The first year of movies will tackle difficult social issues in an entertaining yet thought-provoking manner. UCE Movies That Matter provide Christian alternatives to the complex and often destructive choices that confront young people today. Don't wait. Order your set today. For more information on UCE, please call 818-809-3567. Once again, 818-809-3567, or visit their website at www.ucemoviesthatmatter.com, because your youth are worth it.
Yes, our youth are worth it. Yes, indeed, our youth are really worth it. Any church that really wants to bring their youth department to another level, spiritually speaking, I would suggest to pick up a set or two for their library. Is there any criteria to get these sets at their door, David?
Not really. I mean, we have it that, well, two things that we offer. We offer, if you contact us through our website, UCEMoviesThatMatter.com, we will not only will you be able to see the trailers and learn a little bit about the study guide, but we're also willing to visit your church and to basically show you how the study guide works in tandem with the DVD. But you can also purchase them off the website. You can give us a call also if you need to at 818-809-3567, but the website is the best way to contact us. And like I said, it's a subscription, and you get four DVDs with a study guide every quarter.
So if a church were to start today, would you start them on what you have available right now,
right?
That the newest thing that's out right now,
No, we would start them with the first film in the subscription. And,
okay.
That would be A Thing for the Bling. And then the second, The Thing for the Bling is basically about a young man who's basically losing his way and may not graduate from high school, and he has to get tutored by a Christian, quite Christian girl. And, you know, he's the player on campus. And by his relationship with this girl, this Christian girl, he begins to really just become attractive to her lifestyle. And, of course, he tries his moves and the whole thing, but to no avail. You know, she's pretty. We didn't have it like the Hollywood ending where they end up together at the end of the film. But he comes to a point where he has to make a decision whether he's going to hang with the fellas or is he going to change his ways? Because it's the peer pressure that's getting to him. And then we have our second title, Higher Note, and she's a gospel singer in the church, but she gets a recording contract with a hip hop label, and so she's caught in the dilemma, you know, because her values are being compromised by working with this label. Then we have Taking a Stand. It's about a young Christian man who stands up for an openly gay high school kid. And as a result, he's in line to become president of the Christian club. That's in jeopardy. He's also, by standing up for this gay kid, his motives are being questioned. The gay kid believes that he's tolerant of his lifestyle. So he's kind of caught in a pickle there. And because he stood up for what was right and stopping this kid from being bullied. And then our last film is more of a family film. It's called The Spiritual Divide. We have a recently widowed mother of two who has to move in with her sister. She has also two children, and she's married to a doctor. But her kids are out of control.
Oh, wow.
So it's a good story of when the Christian world collides with the secular world, shall we say.
So David, go ahead, Ruthie. Go ahead,
sweetie.
Well, you know what I was going to ask is, how can we, a church that's listening, get a representative? Is that call your location, call the number,
yeah,
the website?
Yeah, contact Andre Blake or me, David Massey, at UCE Movies That Matter.
Okay.
Yeah, and then what we'll do, if they need more information other than the website and the trailers provide, we'll be more than happy to come out there and pay them a visit and walk them through the study guide so that they're familiar with the product and the ministry. Also, we're non-denominational specific. We deal with just Christian values. So whether you're Baptist, Seventh-day Adventist,
Presbyterian,
Pentecostal,
Catholic,
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, we don't preach any particular doctrine other than Christian values. Our main thing is
good.
To deal with these issues that these kids are going through and give them Christian solutions at the end of the film without preaching to them.
So how can a young person that might be creative become a part of your project?
Contact us and submit us your resume. I mean, we cast young people as actors, obviously. If you don't have top-notch acting skills, you know, there may be a role for you. Maybe it's a non-speaking role, but it's a way for you to improve your skills. We also have people who have interned on our projects. So in front of the camera or behind the camera, this is a ministry for youth. Now, we don't, you know, allow you to edit the film and shoot the film, but you can work under professionals in the industry.
Although some have tried.
Yeah, some have tried. You know, we have to maintain a quality, and it's a perfect environment to internship because, like I said, you are working with professionals, and it could be your film school in a way.
Okay. So where do you get your storylines from?
We get them from a variety of sources, resources. I mean, we use teachers, young people, youth leaders, writers, but I would say we're just being in tune with issues that are confronting young people. That's our main thing. We knew that the bullying in high schools was an issue. So we sat around, we said, hey, what would happen if a Christian kid decided to stand up from some bullies who are bullying a kid? And then we made the storyline a little bit more complicated because we made the kid gay. And then we also made it a little more complicated because the kid, our hero, our protagonist in the story, is supposed to be in line to be president of the Christian club. And so the music one was an easy one, higher note, because it's still happening today where you have kids that are growing up in the church, maybe singing gospel, that are being lured to the secular music. So mm-hmm. If it's happening with youth, it's going to be shot. That's the way we look at it, because we want to stay relevant. We want to stay relevant with these kids, and youth leaders and young people and teachers are in the mix with these kids.
Wow, fabulous. Well, you know what? I haven't met you, but I need to meet you now, because I just think it's an amazing thing that you're doing. And as a parent, I'd like to thank you.
Thank you.
You know, that is one of the hardest things, that obstacles, roadblocks, or whatever word you want to use for it, that we as parents, you know, come across, because excuse me, there's so many outside influences to our kids and the media and the internet now, you know, and of course cell phones have obtained so much power over the years, you know. I think sometimes they have more influence on our children than we do, so especially for a single parent, you know, I think that's a big issue, because your kid has so much time on their hand.
Yep.
That
we got to use that to get to them too. All our ministries should be utilizing the cell phones, the iPods, all this technology that these kids are spending hours upon hours on and with.
Yes, and you know what? I was going to also ask you really quickly off as well. Let's say a person has a great idea for storyline. How do they submit to you, to your location? Okay.
No.
So if a youth goes, oh, I've gone through this, I don't know if you could ever use this, but this is my story. It's not much, but this is what I've experienced and other people are experiencing. What do they do?
Well, I tell you, we're getting ready to add another segment to our website whereby people will be able to, it's called an online chat we're going to try to develop, where we hope that once this ministry begins to grow and we begin to actually engage these youth on a national level through these churches, we hope to be able to have a chat line where we can encourage people to submit their stories. Right now, you can still do that, but we hope to do it through an online chat service on our website, because we want them to also start talking about the films and the issues that are being portrayed in these films. But for right now, I would still say utilize the website, send us your ideas. We'll contact you. You know, we'll give you credit, bring you in. we're really not being a ministry. We're not really trying to rip anybody off in their ideas, because it's all for the glory of God. So
amen. Well, I have a quick question for you, Brother David. What if anything do you have planned for our Spanish brothers and sisters out there?
Actually, we are going to begin to utilize our cast is multicultural, and so a lot of our storylines are not. First of all, our storylines are universal, because, to be honest with you, it's funny, because anybody over 35, or should I say anybody under 35, or maybe 30 or 35, they can deal with this whole multicultural thing easier than we do. They don't have a problem accepting the Latino community or the Asian community, or the, and so what we're going to begin to do is not only offer it in different languages, but we're also have begun to diversify our actors and our storylines. And so, because like I said, these kids, the cultural barriers are, don't exist with them like they do with the older generation. And they are more diverse and open to other cultures, and they don't have problems with all of that. So we're going to take advantage of that, and we're going to use all kinds of storylines. We had Maria, a main character in our Spiritual Divide. Vivian, you can speak to that, right? You saw the film.
Oh, yes, I love that. As a matter of fact, I'm still waiting for my copy. But it was very versatile. And anyone sitting, my father, who prefers watching Spanish channels, he was just sitting there and was captivated. That's why he really liked Maria. He was like, oh, we need to. And he wasn't even asking if it was going to be a feature one of these days. And I'm like, I don't think so. But then again, with David Massey, we don't know.
Yeah. One of the reasons why we did use the short format, though, is that we felt that we could tell more stories without a higher production cost. Mm-hmm. And we could address more issues that the youth are going through. Plus, we also knew that it could be used in a Bible school type setting. The short format kind of worked for us, but we do have plans of coming out with a feature film.
Well, David,
It
has been awesome. I mean, just the feature, just the thought. I think that's wonderful. And you know what? If there's anyone out there who might be wanting to use their funds, their what God has blessed them with, to bless a ministry like this, please contact Urban Christian Entertainment. The more they have, the more they can do for God's kingdom.
Amen.
And you know, our youth are being captive, you know, of Satan. They've been captive. And last week we were talking about human trafficking, and realized, you know, Ruthie and I were talking, and other people were talking with me, that our youth are the main target. And mm-hmm. although they may not be, you know, under human trafficking, they're still being captives from Satan, but they can be free. And I know that this medium can actually show them that they're not alone, that they can stand up for Christ. So, you know, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to thank Ruthie and you, Vivian, for allowing me a chance to come on and talk about a ministry that that I'm really, really proud of and hope can grow and grow and make a difference. So thank you for allowing me to be on The Reborn Identity.
Oh,
well,
no,
thank you for coming, David. And I'm gonna start a campaign to get you to come to Houston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's in Houston,
here.
Texas.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm in Houston.
No problem.
Get you to come to Houston and bring your ministry this way.
That'd be
but
great.
But thank you
I'd
so much. We would love to have you. We are short on time. This has been an amazing interview, very insightful. And like I said, it's always such a blessing to know that there are things out there for our youth. So thank you so much for the work that you do and the way that you do it and for taking the time to coming on our show and chatting us up.
Thank you for having me, and God bless both of you and your audience. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night.
Well, Ruthie, good night. And we will see and hear from you guys and email us if you have any questions. You have a wonderful week ahead of you.
You too, sweetheart.
We might not be held captives by human traffickers, but we are certainly held captives in many other ways, through our sins, through our choices in life, through life in general. Christ is calling you to be free indeed, to be free in Him. Please enjoy the following music selection by Chris Bolton as he sings, "I Say, You Say," from his latest release, Believe.
I say I'm weary, you say
The Reborn Identity Blog Talk Radio was brought to you by the following sponsors: Rushing Media, a full-service public relations, marketing, and strategy company; Creative Network Solutions, creating possibilities for the future of your business; Palo Enterprises, a professional services company serving the needs of our individuals with notary, title abstract, insurance, real estate, and photography services; and Hype Seminars, preparing, exploring, achieving the power of choice.